All right. Gonna have a little conversation today about burnout and success and mental health. And the conversations and the things from the online educators and people out there who are seeking more balance in their life, as am I, as I think are a lot of people. But the narrative that I want to talk about today that I think gets missed sometimes, because I've gotten to experience two worlds. One where I had a lot of momentum. I worked really hard. I burnt out. I pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And I built a brand and a reputation and a name. And I got to see what happens when you do nothing and how much money you can still make. And then I've gotten to see another side where I would argue I'm doing what some of these people are saying. So I'm not working as hard and, you know, so I don't burn out. And I've gotten to see that when you don't have the brand, the reputation, the name, the momentum, what happens there financially? And I want to talk about that because something that I'm observing is that there are people who they got to where they got to through extreme hours and hard work and hustle and grind. They had their mental health tank. They burnt out. You're seeing it on YouTubers right now. They're quitting. They built these teams. They went to the next level, you know, that next magical level of scale and, you know, hire more people and do all these things. And delegation is great. It absolutely is and can be an incredible thing to help a person out, to prevent burnout, to help them grow. But it's not for everybody. And that's that whole, my one client calls it factory advice. You know, this just one size fits all. Hey, everybody should delegate. Hey, everybody should scale. Hey, everybody should do this. Hey, everybody should do that. And you got to learn to understand you and what works for you. And I've learned it the hard way, I guess, by having these extreme experiences. And I think that there's people coming out now who built through hard work and hustle and a lot of hours and a lot of effort. They burned out. They disappeared off planet Earth. They've come back. And now they're going to tell you how to succeed without the burnout, how to succeed with balance, how to succeed with working less. And it's like the reality is they will be able to do that and they will succeed because they've already built the brand, the reputation. It's kind of like if Adele falls off planet Earth for 5 years and she comes back, she's going to do pretty well, right? She's going to do pretty well. She's going to do well because there's millions of people who know who she is and they're looking for her. The problem is when we are basically completely unknown in the marketplace and you have no momentum whatsoever. If you disappear, there is a truth that I believe. And it's your closest friends and family. I'm not saying they don't care and things like that, but like the internet, the world, marketing, business, potential clients, like they never knew you existed. So they're never going to miss you. And so what I found is that in video, you know, I spent the better part of probably 16 years running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And last year, the money I was able to make, not trying, not hustling, not pushing, not forcing, not pressuring, not, you know, running around like a chicken with my head cut off, was more than I made in my first year of business in 2006, running around like a chicken with my head cut off 7 days a week, more or less all day. Now, I don't want you to think for a second here that I'm saying, oh, well, the only way to succeed is to run around like a chicken with your head cut off. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that to the degree you can kind of not really take a lot of action or, I mean, just imagine that you have somewhere you're going to drive, right? We just do some simple math. It's 60 miles away. Okay. If your car's going 60 miles per hour, then in 1 hour, you will go 60 miles if you're going 60 miles per hour. Okay, great. Now, if all of a sudden I decide to drive 1 mile per hour and I have to go 60 miles, it's going to take me 60 hours, right? So in business, if you are able or somehow, you know, you hear people, I lived on my sister's couch. I had 18 roommates and it only cost me $100 a month for my rent because I had 18 roommates, right? Whatever it is, and your bills are $800 a month, then you might be able to put in 18 hours a day. And I can tell you, if you're going in the right direction, you're going to get further putting 18 hours a day in than somebody putting in 18 hours a month, 18 minutes a day. Right. And we just have to recalibrate our expectations about how fast we're going to get somewhere. We look out into the marketplace at other people and we really at times have no idea how hard they're working, how much they're working, how much money they're spending. I mean, people observe people like the Hormozis and they're spending a couple $100,000 a month on their media. You take the Gary Vaynerchuk, they're spending a couple $100,000 a month on their media, on their team, on their people. And so we compare ourselves, and I said this to one of my clients yesterday, we're comparing ourselves to people's todays and we're forgetting where they came from to get to where they got to today. So you can't emulate what they're doing now. You have to look at how they got there. And so you take somebody like Mr. Beast, one of the biggest YouTubers on the planet, consistently getting, I think, 50 to 100 million plus views on every video. But it started with crap audio, crap camera, crap computer, all this stuff, and doing outrageous things. But the outrageousness was just going, you know, and saying somebody's name. I could say Michael Gebin, 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 Michael Gebin. And it's like, and I did that for 24 hours straight. There'd be people like, God dang. And what you got to think is some of these videos had hundreds of thousands or millions of views. And that's the only bloody thing that guy's doing for 24 hours. But it got the views. People are just enamored that some guy would sit in the same spot. And they're like, and then you get to see him like, Michael Gebin, Michael Gebin, Michael Gebin, Michael Gebin, Mike, right? It's like, and so obviously there's an audience for people who got nothing better to do than sit around and watch some guy say his name for 24 hours or say somebody else's name. But the point is, he did that. And that got him to the next step. That got him to the next step. And then he started making money. Then he made some more money. And then he kept investing that money back and kept investing that money back. Plus, for him, the sustainability is the fact that he loves doing that. He loves doing what he's doing. You know, I brought up driving. Who will make it the furthest when it comes to, say, walking? The person who will walk the farthest is the person who loves walking the most. And so, although some of the people, and I, my biggest thing is mental health. I'm not trying to tell somebody, well, go 180 miles an hour so you'll get there faster. No, because what will typically happen, it will destroy you and your life in the process for most people. So I'm not pushing that. But what you've got to watch is that, behaviorally speaking, there's people who already have millions of people in their audience, hundreds of thousands of people in their audience, and they're shifting everything they're doing and they're able to not have to work as hard. And they're still able, and then they're like, oh, look at the money I'm making now that, you know, I'm not putting in 90 hours, you know, a day and yada, yada, yada. And then you think, oh, great. I can go 1 mile per hour and get to a place that's 60 miles away in an hour. So some magical fairy corn, you know, corn dust that I don't know about. I don't know how you're going to go somewhere that's 60 miles away. Move it 1 mile per hour. Now, again, there's planes, trains, automobiles, you know, you can hitchhike. There's lots of ways to get there. But just for the literalness for a second of you're going to get somewhere 60 miles away, moving 1 mile per hour, like it isn't going to work. And I think that's what we're seeing is people who are going 60 miles per hour. They got somewhere. And then in the process of getting there, it destroyed them. And as a byproduct, they are going now 1 mile per hour, but they're getting more results going 1 mile per hour than they did going 60. And then they're preaching to everybody how you can go 1 mile per hour and get to the place that you want to get to, that you'd have to go 60 to get there. And you know where I'm going with this? You see where I'm going? So we've got to watch that, because I've seen that and I know it's affected me. And I know that the, like, sit and stare at the wall and overthink and not take a lot of action in the world, I didn't have a lot of momentum or, you know, brand awareness or anything else. It wasn't doing me any good, because nobody could miss me, because nobody knew, not enough people knew me, right? or were aware of me. Whereas in video, I spent 16 years building a reputation. I mean, by and large, I don't have the amount of influx of leads and opportunities I used to because I haven't done as much video, right? It's not my passion anymore. I love speaking. I love coaching. I don't do this work. I don't have anything for sale. I mean, by the way, anybody who's catching this, let me take your guard down. Only thing I'm selling is private coaching. That's it. I want to share as many stories and different things that I can to help you with this. And some people want to go deeper. This won't be enough. And some people can't afford it, whatever it is. Shameless self-plug. Go on over to the My Mechanic or wherever you're at, send me a DM, send me a message, and you can see more information on my coaching on the website. But that's all I got. Because I felt in my video production company, I filmed for so many course creators and thought leaders and speakers and whatnot. And for me, I became very jaded because what you see isn't always what you get. And I think that there's a lot of people setting expectations for people that are so skewed that it's why people are not having success, because they think they should be able to get somewhere that if you were driving a car 60 miles per hour and it's 60 miles away, you'd get there in roughly an hour. But then the people are believing that they should be able to get to this place that's 60 miles away, that if you're going 60 miles per hour, you get there in an hour, and they should be able to get there in an hour going 1 mile per hour. And then they're completely frustrated because they're not there. And, it's as if people, and I've said this before, if my basement was pitch black right now and I came into the basement with a laser light, it's never going to illuminate. I've got all these, look at this. I got all these lights, right? For those who are watching video, I got all these lights, right? And so if I want the look I just had without light, then, the technology, I actually have my iPhone open right here. My iPhone looks a heck of a lot better than this camera that people are seeing me on right now. But the reality is I can't get what I just had without the light, right? So I can't walk into the basement I got all these little things. I can't walk into a basement with a laser light and expect it to illuminate the room. And that's what's happening is these skewed expectations is I'm walking into, we're comparing ourselves to people who are like snipers and using lasers and very specific, and they're putting a lot of hours into a specific thing. They're very focused, or they've already spent thousands of hours and now they can spend less hours. And we're skewed on how much effort do we really need to put in? Well, they're telling us to not burn out. We don't have to put in as much effort. They're not putting as much effort. Yeah, but that's not how they got there. And so you can do things without the burnout by simply constantly evaluating. A lot of people don't talk about how are you feeling, right? Maybe I need to pull back for a day, because if you don't pull back ever, then you go for 3 months and then you stop for 3 years. Versus if you pull back for a few hours or a few days and then you get back in it, you can keep going indefinitely. Plus, if you're doing something that overall there's more you love than you hate, you probably can sustain as well. But you just have to know where you're at in the journey and who are you comparing to and what are they doing so that you can know and have at least a relative expectation. First of all, success in business is not guaranteed really for anybody, regardless of the effort, regardless of the talent. There's so many nuanced variables and everybody's saying, I've got the way that's going to have you succeed. And for me, all I care about is your mental health. I want you to be rich and happy, but I'd rather you be, how do I say this? I would not rather you be broke, but if you're going to not have as much money, I'd rather you be more at peace with that. So those two are the ones I want. I want somebody to be rich and enjoying life. That is the ultimate. But the one I don't want for people, which I think there are so many people out there, is that they're rich and miserable. That's all I'm working from. I want to take you from misery money to fun money. And sometimes that means making no more money than you were making when you were making misery money, maybe even a little less, but you're happy now. You're not mild state of anxiety and stress and worry and all these things constantly. And just, it's making you sick. It's making you unhealthy. It's causing all sorts of issues. I'm all about the mental health and finding a sustainable way to grow and create a life and a business that you don't want to retire from, right? All these things that people are choosing sometimes, Like they never do if they didn't like need money. And then they never get the money out of it because they don't really want to do it. And it's just, it's this crazy thing. Like, I'm not coaching because it's easier to make money than it is in video. In certain ways, I've had more challenges making money doing this than I did in video production. But I am called to do this. I can't not do this. The same way I succeeded in video was because there was stuff I did that I could not not do. I had to do because when I did it, it filled me up. Even though it really wasn't like working quite for a while, like it worked. When I did it, people liked it and I liked it. That's why I kept doing it. But getting people to understand it or want to pay for it, that was hard for like 4 or 5 years. But I kept doing it. And so like for me, there are people that become educators or coaches because they're sold like work from anywhere, do this, do that. You know, it's freedom. And it's like, oh, those are things that can happen, but they'll act like it's easy. And so anytime people go in with an easy mentality, oh, I hate my job. This is so hard. And I'm going to become a coach because it's so easy and I can work from wherever I want, whenever I want. And then what they realize is like, you can't just exist and get paid as an entrepreneur. That's why if you're doing something you'd rather not do, then you're not going to keep pushing through until that breakthrough, right? That's what happened to me with the video. It's like, I knew I couldn't not do this thing called a same day edit. I freaking loved it. And when I did it, people loved it. I just couldn't get people to quite understand it. It didn't make sense to them. They question it. You know, they didn't want to pay for it. And then I'm like, oh crap. Well, they didn't pay for it. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, they pay me to do what they understood, but they didn't pay me to do that. So what did I do? Did it anyway. Against my peers and everybody else who said, well, you're going to devalue yourself. You're going to devalue the industry. You shouldn't do that. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, am I supposed to deprive myself and others of what I know that they seem to like and I seem to like, and there's an alignment there just because there's some confusion? And in my life, following that curiosity, following that intuition has seemed to work out. But what happened is, as I was filled with an industry, and the most people are getting advice in creative fields now from people who, on some level, like I never really hate, I found a sweet spot in video. And the reason I don't do as much video anymore is not because I hate video. I just love this more. But I think that there's a lot of educators and people out there that are only doing courses and content because they think it's easier to like make money in. When in fact, being involved in online education businesses, it's different. It's not necessarily easier. It still takes effort. And I think a lot of people don't think it does, but it does. It takes a lot of effort because the easiest part of anything, like right now, the easiest thing for me to do is click the button and record, right? I don't have any anxiety around recording and speaking and doing my thing. The hardest part for any business is finding people who will pay you to do what you do. Like, that's the hardest part. Yeah, getting enough awareness around what you do that people see the value in what you do and then want to pay you to do what you do. And they're clear about that. See, I had to, for years, keep selling what people were clear about because I couldn't figure out how to sell the thing I was clear that I love to do. So I had to dance in that world till I had the conviction and certainty that, like, no, this is how I'm great. And so I'm going to leave it at that for right now. I just want you to, my content is designed to help people get clarity, get unstuck, take an action, right? I want to help people with their mental health because I know that I have really rode the roller coaster ride of mental health. And my mental health in a lot of ways has been better than it's ever been in the last number of years. I've healed a lot. I've stepped way back from the action. And now I'm picking back up, but I have to still watch myself and dance with things. But more so, it's been professionally being so skewed about kind of what it takes to succeed in business. And again, something that's 60 miles away is 60 miles away. The reality is, like, you can do things that can speed that up, but you can't be going 1 mile per hour and get somewhere in an hour that's 60 miles away. And I believe that I followed so many people's ideologies and concepts or compared myself or saw things and saw their todays. If I went and started selling videos right now on how I closed jobs for $7,000 in 7 minutes, which is true. Like, and left out the details of 16 years of brand building, or some of these people had already worked with me in the past, or some of them had known me for 8 years. Like, those are the things, the 8 years, 8 years, that's 365 times eight, whatever that math comes out to, it's only like 2,400 days, right? So a person, but I had a brand, people wanted me, those people like wanted me. I had other ones I closed in an email, but you know, in my beginning of my career, when people didn't know who I was, they didn't want me. They were calling 12 other people. Like, I had to talk to a lot of people who didn't want to book me. And so there are people who are at a place where certain people can get that same result, but not everybody. But to sell you something, they'll make you believe you can get it too. And so we've just got to be aware of who we're listening to. Where are they at in their journey? What are they doing? Because if we're trying to illuminate a room with a laser, it's not going to work. And so, anyways, and these are reminders to me as much as they are reminders or thoughts for you or anyone else who's out there listening. And yeah, so if you want to go deeper, I have a process of basically voice message chat. You can call it asynchronous. If you've sent text messages or iMessages or Instagram messages or anything, you've ever sent somebody like a voice message, a voice note, that's how I work. And I've done it for 5 years. 5 years where I've been coaching people in private, one-on-one with voice message coaching. And I can tell you that when I first started doing it, I just did it because I thought it would provide me with more freedom. And I didn't like scheduling calls all the time. And my career was so all over the place that, you know, I could have a call with a coach at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday, and then something would come up that's going to pay me a few thousand dollars or whatever, and I have to cancel and reschedule. And then all of a sudden, it's a month before I get any help. And so I had seen some people using this particular app I use, sending these voice messages back and forth, and I really liked it. And I gave it a try, but I still thought that a synchronized call would be the most effective way. And ultimately, in the beginning, you know, it was great. But it took me a few years to go, holy crap, like this in a lot of ways, like I am a better coach this way than I am on a phone call or a Zoom call or in person. Like there's room for belly button to belly button. I love in person where I can give you a big hug and whatnot. But at the end of the day, for me, my clients have gotten incredible results over the last couple of years. I've worked with some clients for 5 years straight. And it they don't need me. They want me. And I'm always there to keep them aligned, keep them moving. So that you stay in that get unstuck, get clear, take action cycle faster versus you get stuck in a rut and then you're there for months or years. And I can tell you that really, really affects your income. It really has affected my income because finding people who do what I do and the way that I do it and the method that I use has been challenging. I've had a few in the last few years and they have made a huge impact on my life. But I've also seen people that it's taken a year. It's taken a year and a half sometimes to heal and then get the courage to take a step and then to take another step and to take another step and feel safe to share and express. So if you don't have anybody to talk to about the things that you've got going on and you're multi-passionate and you've got all these ideas and paralysis by analysis, like send me a message. I don't bite. I'm probably a lot less expensive than you might think I am. And you can see some stuff on my site. I'm not going to say prices on these things because things are going to change. And so, but you can go to my site, again, themindmechanic.net, and you can see some more information. But send me a message. Give you a little test drive if you want to test it out, see how I work. But I can assure you that it'll be one of the best decisions that you've ever made. I love doing, one second. I love doing what I'm doing. And I love who I get to do it with. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Keep rocking, keep rolling, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.